8 o'clock, Wednesday, September 30th, 2009. It's Alex Star Morning Show, B97. It's a party from IU Women's Soccer, Kelly Lawrence, Christy Gatinski, just hanging out. IU Olympic Spotlight, powered by Bradford Place. You guys should do this more often. We're just chilling.
Yeah.
Just taking it. Kelly, are you roommates with Kristen Arnold?
Yep, I'm roommates with Kristen Arnold and Jocelyn Moses and Devin Beach. We're all in the same house. We're in a big six-bedroom house.
And you're on the soccer team together?
There's four soccer girls and then one field hockey and then a girl who's in the ROTC. So we've got a good mix.
Wow, so is it pretty intense?
Yeah. We're pretty chill girls, so the personality is mixed pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Are there any nights where everyone makes dinner together or you all watch Grey's Anatomy together or anything like that?
We've had a few meal nights. Devin Beach is from Canada, so her parents came to town and they... her daddy's actually English, so he came and made us some food. So
very cool.
So we get the parents in to make us food, but hopefully my parents are coming in about 3 weeks, so I'm hoping that they can do some English meals for us.
Very cool. And when I was in Costa Rica earlier this summer, I met this great couple who's from England, and they're the nicest people ever.
Yeah, I mean, we are. No, I'm just kidding.
So a home game this Friday, 7:30, you bring your dog, you get him for free. And who are we playing? Who are we going to beat?
We're playing Michigan State.
And the Spartans, we beat them in Michigan, or in volleyball. We're going to beat them again in women's soccer.
That's the plan, yeah.
Okay. So, Christy Gatinski, I've been calling you the wrong name the whole time. You really miss K. Student teaching at school in Martin. Which school? Do you want to give a shout-out real quick to your students?
Poston Road.
Poston Road. Thanks for listening. So, you had a choice between Josh, but instead you want to go against your teammate, Kelly Lawrence.
An old roommate.
Fact. Or fiction, but you're still friends, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
Okay, so what we'll do is we'll just alternate. We'll ask you a question. Then, Josh, is everything going good there on the whiteboard?
Good to go.
Josh, our scorekeeper. My first question is for you, Christy.
Okay.
New Saturday Night Live performers have an unwritten tradition of testing the censors. Adam Sandler, Chris Farley, Eddie Murphy, all cursed in their debuts on the show. Fact or fiction?
Fact.
No, it's actually fiction. It's just made up. Okay, Kelly, your turn. Before becoming an actor, Bruce Willis worked as a security guard at a nuclear power plant.
Oh, God. A nuclear power plant. I'm going to go with fact.
That's right, fact. Good job. Very nice. The Salem power plant. Okay, let's make it even here. Chris, did you ever watch the show House?
Sometimes.
Okay. I love that show. Sometimes.
Fact or fiction? Hugh Laurie from House was on the British Olympic rowing team.
Don't look at me.
Fiction is correct. It's all tied up. It is all tied up.
I would have given more credit.
Okay, Kelly Lawrence. 80% of the coffee sold in England is instant. Fact or fiction?
Fiction.
It's actually fact. Oh, that means Josh, come to the mic. What's the score as you're keeping score on the whiteboard?
1-1 so far.
1-1.
After 4 questions total, 2 apiece.
Okay, so 1 question each for the championship. And what do you think the winner should get, Christy? Just mad props?
Oh, yeah.
A pat on the back.
How about this? You get to request any song you want. We'll play it on
B97.
Ooh, yeah. Okay, here we go, Christy. A gallon of gas costs less than 50 cents in Saudi Arabia. Fact or fiction? That's right! Good job, it costs you about 45 cents a gallon in Saudi Arabia.
The pressure is on.
Kelly Lawrence from England. The NFL has the highest percentage of female fans for any major pro sport. Fact or fiction?
Fact.
Actually, it's fiction.
Oh, my God.
45% of baseball fans are women. Miss K, you won!
Woo!
Congratulations! Well, what a good game! This was very competitive.
They're shaking hands right now.
Kelly Lawrence and Christy Kutinski. But we do know this. Everyone is a fan of IU Women's Soccer. How's Coach Lyon doing, by the way? I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, he's doing good.
He's good?
He's always good when we're winning. So.
Okay, he's a very nice lad. He drove me home from the airport in Indianapolis directly to the radio station.
Because
we were both on the same red-eye flight coming from Denver, Colorado, and... Hoosiers, we just one big happy family.
You know, English, so see, is that the niceness coming out?
Right. And real quick, tell us the story. Weren't you on a radio station one time in London?
Yeah. I clicked online and I was bored one day and there was a quiz and I just filled it out and I ended up getting a phone call about 5 minutes later and ended up winning an iPod. And this is Christmas about 2 years ago. And the Hoosiers were playing on the radio. It's a band. I don't know if anybody knows it, but... they were asking me about where I was from, and I was like, oh, I'm from Indiana University. They're like, oh, my God, we just played this song, and the Hoosiers played, and they're from IU. And the conversation was only supposed to be me getting a prize and ended up being like a five-minute conversation.
That's what are the odds of that, though?
Yeah, it was pretty ridiculous. again.
That's awesome. So, Christy Kelly, make sure you and your teammates become a friend of the Alex Star Morning Show Facebook page. We already posted up there.
Okay.
We said you were going to be in the studio this morning. We're going to write again. Make sure you go to the game this Friday, 7:30, Armstrong Stadium. Bring your dog. You get in for free. Miss Kay, tell your students we say hi in Martinsville, all right?
Okay.
Kelly Lawrence, Christy Gatinski, IU Olympic Spotlight, powered by Bradford Place. Thanks again for stopping by B97. We appreciate it.
Thanks
and good luck this Friday and Sunday.